The voice from the man of God echoes through the cavernous mud building. It pleads, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" The residents of Ikayalukolo, home of peace, are gathered in the gloom around an old radio, listening to a Sunday morning church broadcast crackling down the line. "Rise, prepare for life," shrieks the man on the radio. But a restless Sihle Batia is preparing for another kind of resurrection. The stocky 12-year-old boy with a dark but sparkly eyes flashes a grin of sharp white teeth. He grips his favorite toy in hands still sticky from the bread dough he helped the cook make a few minutes ago. Sihle cackles gutturally. Spit flies from his mouth. He points the silver plastic weapon at a fellow resident.
Fire!
Noise from Sikle's space gun drowns the radio broadcast, to his obvious amusement. Beauty Mbalela was 37 when she gave birth to Sikle. He was her ninth child.
Sihle did not look like other babies when he was born. His head, eyes and ears were very small. He looked very strange.
But the medical staff at the local hospital assured Beauty her son was healthy and normal. However, Sihle didn't develop like her other children.
When he was supposed to crawl, he could not. He dragged himself on the ground, on his buttocks.
Sihle took a long time to walk. He couldn't talk properly. Later, after 3 years at school, the boy couldn't write a single letter. Teachers advised his parents to enroll Sihle in a school for slow children, as they put it. But as Beauty explains, this was not possible.
Sihle stayed at home for 4 years. We could not find a school for him in this area. There are no homes for mentally disabled people in this region.
Beauty and her husband, Jamjam, were forced to keep Sihle at home. It was bitter and painful, because while they loved their damaged son with all their hearts, others in the community did not. Jamjam says some people started calling Sihle the boy with the flat face. He has Down syndrome. It's a chromosomal disorder. People with it sometimes have almond-shaped eyes, small noses, mouths and ears, and round, flattened faces. Jamjam says many in Hobeni shunned Sihle because they said he was cursed by witches, something his mother rejects.
No, they are calling Kuba.
Sihle was born mentally disabled. I refuse to believe that he was bewitched.
When Sihle was 10, his parents found out about Ikayalukolo. It's the only place for hundreds of miles that cares for mentally disabled people. Those with Down syndrome, like Sihle, aren't able to learn properly as they have low intellect. But at the home, Sihle has developed a talent for farming. But he says he doesn't enjoy the work because it makes him tired. Sihle has learned to write his name and to count to 20, and he now knows most of the alphabet. The home's director, Alex Gunter, says much work still has to be done with him, especially regarding his behavior.
He would like stand in front of a girl and play with his private parts, like just for example, where you have to step in and say, no, you know, that's not done. You can't do that, you know.
Sihle plays a game with some of the home's young residents. As usual, he makes them laugh. Gunther says Sihle brings light and joy to Ikayalukolo. But Jamjam says some people in Hobeni continue to describe his son as useless. Beauty says many people down the years have asked her If you don't believe that Sihle has been cursed, then why was he born with Down syndrome? To that question, she says, she always has the same answer.
It's blessings from God.
Beauty is adamant that Sihle is a blessing from God.
When I was pregnant with Sihle, I was loving all the mentally disabled children in my village. I used to play with them and feed them. So I think God decided to give me one of these special children because he knew I would love it with all my heart. That's why he gave me Sihle. It's a blessing, not a curse.
The sound of Paul Simon's 1980s hit, Boy in the Bubble, bleeds into the home's eating hall. Sihle closes his eyes and nods along to the music. Looking at his son, Jam Jam says when he now hears people insulting him by calling him the boy with a flat face, it's no longer painful to him. He says he tells such people, yes, Sihle has a flat face, but you have a flat mind, because you are too stupid to see what a beautiful, loving person he is. You are too ignorant to look beyond what you see in front of you. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Hobeni, South Africa. These are the days of miracle, wonder, and don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.